Well, what specifically can we do about that? You know, I always think, I hear a great message, and anytime I can, I just love to not preach the service, be in the service and be blessed and learn. And I always sit there the whole time saying, okay, so what? What do we do about it? Because the purpose is not to get a greater accretion of knowledge. Because what does knowledge do? Knowledge puffs us up. What do we do with this knowledge? Well, specifically, I said this at the beginning. If we're to thank God, what should we do about what we've seen? What should we do about thanking God for His goodness and for Christ's power and for His delivering us and for our victory over death and for our triumph and for our conversion of others and for the supply of God's Spirit in our lives? What do we do about all this? Well, specifically, if you're a man who has a family, you need to plan to bring your Bible, literally, carry it, and bring it to your Thanksgiving celebration and plan how you are going to lead your family from that book and inhabit in front of them and show them. You say, I don't know how. I'll tell you what. There are 47, I think, or 37. I don't know how many elders and deacons there are. 10 elders and 27 or 37 deacons. There's lots of them. They're all around. Find one and say, what are you going to do this Thanksgiving? Where are you going to be in the Bible? I don't know how to do this. Those men are examples. Ask them how they're going to do it and follow their pattern. Have a brief scripture. Don't make the turkey grow cold. Just have something and pray at your Thanksgiving meal. And if you don't have a godly husband or even any husband, take the lead. Read God's Word. And if you don't know where to start, ask someone. So the key is to pause and let God into your meal. And then I thought about this. Once you get started, why don't you start doing this all the time? Don't do it once a year. Make the Word of God a part of your daily family life. It doesn't say when you're supposed to do it. It covers all the bases. It says when you rise up is a good time, when you sit at your meals is a good time, while you go through the day is a good time, and at the end of the day when you're tucking them in is a good time. Just incorporate God into your regular family life. Do you know what we read last night? And if there's a red lesion and a black hair comes up, they're unclean for 7 days. If it scabs over and a white hair comes up, they're unclean forever. Well, the kids, they were eating ice cream while we were reading this. But you know what? It was the most graphic picture. It was about leprosy. We're in Leviticus 13. It was the most graphic picture of sin. And boy, did we have some great talks about sin is contagious. You don't get around it. You don't watch it. You don't laugh at it. You run away from it like leprosy. Make God a part and the thanksgiving to God a part of your lives. In a moment, we're going to read, Now Thank We All Our God. And I want you to remember one thing about this hymn. Look down at the bottom. It says, text, Martin Rinkert, or Rinkart. Okay? Let me tell you about this fella. He wrote this song during the 30 Years' War in the 17th century in Central Europe and all the, if you know anything about European history, all that was going on. He was a pastor in the middle of the war-torn area of the 30 Years' War. He conducted as many as 40 funerals a day from people that were blown up in the fighting and people that got various plagues from all the disease that war and death and bodies around causes. He even had to bury his own wife, who contracted a fatal part of the plague and died. And yet, out of this devastating experience, he wrote Table Graces for his children. He was not paralyzed by the war and the loss of his wife. He kept on doing his funerals and his pastoral duties, and he wrote Table Graces. Those were his, he had family devotions, is what he's saying, with his family at the meal table. And his Table Grace, the little poems he wrote for his children that he read to them at the meal after mom was just a grave marker and a memory, is right here. This is the three stanza poem he wrote his kids. Now, let's read it together. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices who wondrous things has done. Wait a minute. People, 40 a day are getting buried and mom's out there cold and in the ground? Read the second line again. Who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Now that is a life of thanksgiving.